Penguin Random House Audio presents Monterey Bay by Lindsay Hatton. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. This coast, crying out for tragedy like all beautiful places, and like the passionate spirit of humanity, pain for its bread. God's many victims, the painful deaths, the horrible transfigurements. I said in my heart, better invent than suffer. Imagine victims, lest your own flesh be chosen the agonist, or you martyr some creature to the beauty of the place. Robinson Jeffers, Apology for Bad Dreams. Chapter 1, 1998. When he's 50 years dead, she dreams she's gone back. Back to the small white house in the neighborhood that splits the difference between Monterey and Pacific Grove. Back to the streets where the cannery workers used to live. She dreams of rising from the horsehair sofa in that bruised hour when the sky is still dark and the bay is still black. She dreams of the place where the old Monterey still exists, or at least the Monterey that's found its way into stories. The last quarter mile of the bike trail, the one that starts in Seaside and then moves up slightly from the coastline before running parallel to Cannery Row, where there's an odd, untended bit of land marked with the broken shell of an old steel storage cylinder. And here, in the weeds and ice plants, in the rusty metal that smells salty in the sun and bloody in the fog, she dreams of everything that has slipped away. Everything that will never come back.